Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, had nobody called in yet.
Hey, great. Glad we're on time. Here come Hubert. Yeah. You need to be dialing in. We're on. You need to be dialing in, buddy.
Yeah, he keep calling us.
He got it up. Go ahead, try it again.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, Toys, somebody stay on. Okay.
Hi, did someone join?
Just hit the microphone. Yeah.
Did you catch me?
Hi, this is Angela.
Yeah, this is your mother.
Hey,
and
I
Mr. Varner.
Mr. and Mrs.
And 2398.
Hi, we have someone else join.
Candace.
Hi, Miss Candace.
Hi.
Hi.
Has school started already or it starts Monday?
Yeah, it starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, wow. I made a mistake. Taking went to Walmart and saw all these people. I said, oh, my God, they're ready for school.
Mm-hmm. I was in there yesterday.
Hi, who joined? Do we have someone join?
Shalom, shalom.
Yeah.
I hear it, okay. So far we have Mom and Pop Varner, and we have Candace, and we have you, Loretta.
And LaToya. Well, she hadn't signed in yet, but.
LaToya and myself. We got some back, boys. Someone can get their phone.
Anyone else join, Toya?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie, is it?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, you?
Good. Sound like you just woke from a nap.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be napping.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I said, I'm not going to nap today. I just left the house. I don't want to nap. It makes me so tired.
Oh, okay. I just felt like resting.
Yeah. I know how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we have anyone else join? Okay, I'm
going
to... Did we?
No.
Okay, I'm just going to let everyone know who's on the call so far. We have Mom and Pops Varner. We have Candace. We have Hubert, Loretta, LaToya, myself, and Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Hubert, we forgot my birthday.
Uh-oh, Hubert, you're in trouble, buddy.
Instead of him, he ain't saying
nothing. Oh, you know, Troubleshoot is my name, nevertheless. But welcome to the Nelson Family Hour of Prayer. Good evening, everyone. We still wait on a few more to join. We'll give you all a few extra moments of our time. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Well, we're live in the Rec International with the Family Hour, Nelson Family Hour of Prayer, Slicka. We'd like to thank you all and hope you all been having a blessed new day for sure. Rose up early in the morning and gave thanks to the Lord of hosts that woke us up and clothed us in our right mind and gave us the air that don't belong to us. Once again, welcome to the Nelson Family Hour of Prayer. Good evening. Good evening. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you. Loretta and Toya, did we have any more people join?
Well, yes, I will be giving out the call-in numbers. The call-in page in another family hour of prayer. Today's host will be Miss Angela. And she will be handling it. I'm sorry about the last name, Miss Patton. Please excuse me. She'll be your host, and Mr. Loretta Simmons will be your co-host. I'm your engineer, John Lowe. Pleased to meet you. Welcome once again to the Hour of Family Prayer. But we're live on the air international. Welcome.
And will Bruce be joining?
That's a good question.
Okay.
Well, I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Hello, Mr. Bruce.
Hi.
Shalom, shalom.
Do we have anyone else? Brian, Daniel? Do we have Rita on the line?
No.
Oh, this is probably the most frustrating part for me.
Hey, give thanks, Lord of hosts. Right? We don't let none of that distract us from our mission and our goal. When we enter into the house of the Lord, we enter with thanks and praise. Right? Give thanks, right now. Shalom, shalom.
Why are you not on the call?
Hello?
Hey, this is Angela. Is everyone still there?
Oh, I was just checking.
No,
yes, we are still here.
Yes,
okay,
I
stopped. I'm sorry. Loretta, you guys there?
Yes.
Toya?
Loretta said she needs you to call her back, but she's still here.
Okay.
Yes, you're there.
I didn't hear you.
Okay, let me do a roll call and... We have someone in the back, but please mute your phone. There's a television or something in the background. Okay, we have Mom and Mr. Verna. We have Candace, Hubert, Loretta, Latoya, myself, Auntie Carrie, Bruce. Did we get Brian?
Yep.
And you have Daniel Whip here, just you?
Yep.
Okay. Did we get Keisha or Rita?
I'm here, Keisha.
Okay.
Keisha.
Give them one more minute, guys, and we're going to go ahead and get started, making sure we got everyone here that's on the schedule. Looks like we do. what we can do. I know that we have Jazz has a birthday coming up this week. Joe Simmons having a birthday coming up this week. Is there anyone else that's having a birthday this week? We can make sure we have the names together.
Who else is that?
Jazz and Joe Simmons.
Oh.
Any other names? Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. Is there any new callers, Loretta and Toya?
No new callers.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. One of the things that I wanted to do, I'm going to first bless the line, so bear with me here because I don't have anything prepared. I was having so much fun. I'm just going to, Lord, speak through me. How about that?
Amen.
Yes, welcome to the Nellum Family Hour of Prayer. You are tuned in to Blog Talk Radio. And this Sunday will be presentation. Your host will be Ms. Angela Patton. We'd like to thank you all for joining in. And please participate and be the best you can be. Bless
okay.
Allah.
Three times. I just got to be real. I know he's trying to be professional, but that's just the three times we talked about earlier. Let me go ahead and get started. Let's all just bow our heads. Lord, thank you for allowing this family to get together once again to share our daily experiences, share your words of wisdom and promises and perspectives to keep us focused on you, Lord. We just pray that you continue to bless our families. Pray that you don't allow any demonic spirits to enter in this line while we take the moment to pray for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Today we will have the group Be Encouraged on the line, and that is May, Loretta, Hubert, Brian, Candace, and Toya. And as you all know, we just want to also thank the Lord for Loretta having a successful surgery, stepping in on her behalf to kind of run the show, facilitate the show. So we're going to start off with God's promises of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is actually God's spirit, force, that helps us when we need it. We can pray for God's Holy Spirit to guide us and to give us strength to endure when we face trials. So today, as we read through the books John, Acts, and Romans, we're going to touch on God's promises of the Holy Spirit. Let's start off with Brian.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Good evening.
I'm reading Luke 11, verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And in my Bible, it has a little saying on it. It says, ask God for the Holy Spirit. Some people are afraid to ask God for the gift of the Holy Spirit because they think it will make them weird and fanatical. But God compares asking for the gift of the Holy Spirit with someone asking his earthly father for fish or for an egg. This earthly father will not respond by giving his child a serpent or a scorpion. Likewise, if you ask God for the Holy Spirit, he will not send some spooky spirit on you. Rather, he will send the good gift of the Holy Spirit upon your life. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you very much. Let's move around to LaToya.
Hi, everybody. I'll be reading from John 14, verses 15 through 17, I guess, is the way the Bible is. Okay. If you love me, obey me, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, and he will never leave you, He is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him, for it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him, but you do. For he lives with you now and someday shall be in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Toya. Okay, Hubert.
Yes, I shalom, shalom.
Okay, great.
Yes,
read your part, please.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll be reading from Acts 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this upward generation. Then, that day, they gladly received the word, were baptized. And the same day, they were added unto them that they was 3,000 souls. Please excuse me, I'm running in the darkness out here in South Georgia. But nevertheless, and they continued testifying in the apostles. These are doctrine and fellowship. I'm going to have to stop now. I'm going blind. I don't have my glasses.
I got light.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Click on. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And souls for their possession and goods and parted them to all men. Ye, every man had, as to every man had need. And they continue daily with one accord in the temple. And breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, Baruch Yah, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. May the Lord add, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my words be acceptable in his sight. And may the Lord add a blessing upon the reading of my words. I'd like to apologize for my sight for not having my glasses today. Thank you very much. You all have a nothing impossible day. Shalom, shalom.
Amen.
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 All right. Mother.
Yes. Okay, I'll be reading from Romans 8:11, and it says,
But if the spirit of him that rise up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that rise up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by the spirit that dwell in you. That's what it says, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Before we continue on with our agenda, just want to check to see, do we have anyone that wants to share anything special today? Okay. What I'd like to do
yes,
is
Yes. Excuse me, host, Ms. Patton. Yes, I would like to share that we did open up the garage in Casimiro Hill, downtown Atlanta last night, and it was very successful being in our studio. The garage hadn't quite got blessed yet, but the opening night for us was our grand opening, and Carrie Hilton, she came, and the birthday party that we threw was for her baby brother. And it turned out spectacular. Everybody, and I was working from Tuesday till Saturday, 9 o'clock, 17 hours a day, and we were successful. I'd like to share that and give thanks and praise to the Lord of hosts that made it work downtown in ATL. Bless Allah.
Amen.
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 Anyone else have anything they would like to share?
Well, I would like to say hello to everybody, and God bless.
All
Amen.
Right. Man,
hey, Daniel.
Yeah. Anyone else? Okay. I would like to share something that my pastor shared with us today. He was coming from the book of Joshua, chapter 7, 6 to 11. As you know, in chapter 6, there's a lot talking about the battle in Jericho. So he kind of went to chapter 7 just to talk about don't steal from God. One of the things... Someone please put on mute. We can hear. I think it's Hubert.
Like you're ready to go to sleep. All right.
Can someone please put their phone on mute? We can hear you talking.
You said Joshua what, Andrew?
I was coming from Joshua 7, 6 through 11. Thank you, guys. Sometimes God blesses you because his name is on the line. When there's sin in the camp, little things become big things. Whenever we choose to put God's stuff in our stuff, little things become major issues. You can't overcome things if there's sin in the camp, and it's rarely isolated to the individual. Breaking God's laws has implications. Because of your obedience or disobedience, sometimes you are the beneficiary of others' blessings. To obey God, he'll put a fence around you. Life suffers when we disobey God, but God hears all you say and all you do. Don't take what belongs to God and put it with your stuff. Your victory in life depends on your obedience. So fear not. Give God what is first. He will supply all of your needs. If you wait on the Lord, he will supply your every need. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Righty, let's talk about the sick and shut-in.
Okay. So there's a prayer here that I'm going to read for the sick and shut-in. Lord, we pray for your healing touch on the sick and shut-in. Make every part of their bodies function the way you designed it to. Wherever there is anything out of balance, set it in perfect working order. Heal them of any disease, illness, injury, infirmity, or weakness. Strengthen their bodies to successfully endure their workload. And when they sleep, may they wake up completely rested, rejuvenated, and refreshed. Give them a strong heart that does not fail. We pray that they will have the desire to take care of their body, to eat the kinds of food that brings health, to get regular exercise, and avoid anything that would be harmful to them. Help them to understand that their body is your temple and they should care for it as such. We pray that they will present it as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. When they are ill, Lord Father God, we pray that you will sustain them and heal them. Fill them with your joy to give them strength. Give them faith to say, "Oh Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. Thank you, Lord, that you are my healer." We pray that they will live a long and healthy life, and when death does come, may it be accompanied by peace and not unbearable suffering and agony. Thank you, Lord, that you will be there to welcome them into your presence and not a moment before your appointed hour. Amen.
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 We're going to go to our birthday greeting, and I am doing the birthday greeting today.
Oh, let me get Jazz.
I would like to do it.
Is that Loretta?
Jazz. Tell Jazz, come
here. I would like to do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Good evening.
How are you, sir?
First, I would like to thank everyone for their prayers. The love and support, and I know with God I am healed. And I'll be singing the birthday song for Jazz and Joseph. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear God's children. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now listening to the Nellum Family Hour of Prayer. We'd like to welcome you all and thank you all for participating today. We hope all you all have a day, a most blessed new day. And believe and have faith that nothing is impossible to those who believe.
Okay. Is there anything else anyone would like to share before we close?
I want to say that I had a beautiful birthday on Thursday. I went bowling and I went out to dinner and I just had a wonderful day. And I thank everybody that would call me. And I don't know why he forgot my birthday, but he hadn't called me, and then he hadn't said a word yet. So anyway, I just love all of you.
Well, this is Mom, you're funny. Okay, I have a testimony.
Amen.
So basically, we've been over here for like 3 years, and the new school on 2nd Avenue is, they just did a lot of redistricting. So they, you know, been doing a lot of stuff with the bus ride. So anyway, come to find out that they were going to turn our babies that live over here into walkers. And so I'm like, I don't want them walking out, because then they have to cross McAfee, and they have to cross that and that. You know, and I'm like, okay, are you guys going to give us, this is a short version, I promise, are you guys going to give us, what do you call them? Help me, y'all, crossing guards. Are you going to give us crossing guards? You know, and they were like, so I called around, I called a bus driver, then I finally talked to the district, the lady that's over the district, and I told, and every time I started talking, she cut me off. Every time I called, man, she was just, well, it's not my doing, and da-da-da-da-da. And so I just remember an old saying about if you want something, you got to be sweet, use honey, don't use vinegar, or something like that. So anyway, I was really sweet. And I was just like, Lord, it's in your hands. You know, them babies don't need to be walking. So anyway, I said, well, while I'm waiting on her to call me back, let me go down and talk to the principal of the school. So I drove down there. I'm waiting to talk to the principal, just waiting. He ain't there on the phone call or whatever. Then I get a phone call from the bus driver. because, like I say, she's been driving my kids for 3 years, and she called me, and she's like, congratulations, Mom. I'm like, congratulations, what? She's like, I got my babies back. I said, what? So I called the district lady. Then the district lady called me, and she said, Miss Slappy. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, I called my boss, and I told him everything that you said, and he said, well, I just leave it up to you. It's your discretion. So she said, I told him, okay, yeah, we'll put that route back on there. So I was like, praise God, hallelujah. I was so excited. And the thing about it is, at first I was thinking in my head, you know, what can I do? You know, as one person, are these parents over here going to get on board? But then I remember the teachings that we've been learning Wednesday night about having confidence in the Lord, basically about just being swagged out in the Holy Ghost. You know what I mean? Just having confidence and just, you know, like you were just saying, just having that faith to step out on that faith. So I was like, you know what, I don't know if they're going to get on board or not, but I'm going to say something. And that one phone call, you know, just the Lord. Of course, it wasn't my doing. He gets the glory out of it. But I just praise God for that. So now my baby's not going to have to walk to school. And none of the other babies over here as well. No selfish prayers. All the babies over here, I don't want them walking. You know, the fifth graders, they think they're big and bad enough to walk. But I'm talking about the pre-K, the kindergarten, the first grade, you know. So anyway, praise God.
Praise God.
The prayers of the righteous avail of much.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for sharing that, Candace. And Loretta and I were right before the call. And one of the things that I know that you and Bruce consistently do on this call is testify and share what's going on and the, you know, trials and tribulations that you all are having. And I really do appreciate that. And I just would like to ask everyone else to share in those needs, because that's how we learn and that's how we praise God as well, because if he teaches us something, he wants us to teach someone else. And that's how his word gets out. That's what makes it, you know, all of us be blessed, and we have to continue to praise him. So I really do appreciate the testimonies. And you know, I think we started this line so that we can share, and that's a part of the sharing. So I just really want to challenge everyone to kind of think through that. And it may be a small little thing. It may be a good little thing. But share it, because that's what this unity is all about, is just learning and growing together. And not just being afraid to feel like you're the only
one
to say things because it's a great time. God wants to hear all of our trials and tribulations, and he wants us.
Maybe one of them open sessions we can use that for a testimony day. Everybody,
anytime, because we have the extra.
Actually, yeah, it actually is anytime. Yeah. Now that we're not pressured by time. When we open it up to say, "Do you have anything to say?" That's when you can speak up and share anything that you would like to share. You know, whatever it is. I think it's important that we start bridging to that area in our calls, because, you know, we come on and we give God praise through the books that he's given us, from the promises and the perspectives. But, you know, sharing the testimonies is truly It's truly connecting the dots in what our whole goal is. So I just want to stress to everyone to kind of, let's challenge you to bring some of those good things and to share with the family.
Good thanks. Hey. Yahweh. We give thanks to
Can I say something?
Hey, hold on, Hubert. Come on, Candace.
That's Keisha. I'm your daughter. You should know my voice by now.
Can't tell on the phone. Y'all all like.
Uncle Hubert, hold on. I just want to say that God is amazing, and I went to church today, and I said, God, I just need to hear you speak to me, because for the past 3 years, I've just been lost. And confused and trying to get back on track, can't get back on track because I won't allow myself to to forgive myself and forgive people that need to be forgiven in my life. And I said, I'm not going to commit to anything until I can commit to something. And the Lord spoke to me today and said, I need you to commit to me. And so I joined my best friend's church today.
Awesome.
And I haven't been a part of a church in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. You've been a part of this church, though. Amen.
But I've joined a part to be a part of something that's going to help me grow in my walk with God again. And I've been making up excuse after excuse why I can't do it and why I shouldn't do it and why I'm not going to do it. And God said, I'm talking to you right now. Lay everything aside and come back to me. So I just wanted to sing a praise to God.
I lift my hands in total adoration, Lord, to you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Love me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends were gone, you were right there all alone. I never felt a love like this before. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
Yeah.
I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you.
God in your life,
Tell me what more should you need? If you got God in your life, tell me what more should you need? I went into the valley to pray. It felt so good that I stayed all day, 'cause I got God in my life, and there's nothing else that I need. See, I slept in the water. The water was cold, chilled our body, but not just cold. Now, if you got God in your life, just tell me what more should you need. Boy, honey, we'd like to say bless Allah. Battery's running low, and y'all have a nothing impossible week. Bless Allah.
Amen.
All
right.
All right. Brian, you want to close us out with Psalms 23?
Okie dokie.
You stole my word.
Psalms 23, and it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of the righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I would like to tell everybody to keep Daddy Vernon in their prayers this week. He has a doctor appointment on Mondays, so everybody just lift him up in spirit. Everybody have a blessed week. I love you all.
All right, and next week is an open session. Please come with all those great and wonderful testimonies and stories that you would like to share with the family. Have a great one, guys.
Amen.
All right, love you.
Well, you've been listening to the Nellon Family Hour of Prayer. We'd like for you all to join in next week, and we thank you for all your participation. Please have a nothing impossible week. Your God. Nice.